for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, it is Love Line. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. I am Dr. Drew. He is Adam Carolla. He is having a flat tire, or we don't even know what he's having, actually, but he's having car problems.
Some sort of car trouble, yeah.
And that voice is David Buckner from Papa Roach. They're playing at the 6th Annual Smokeout this weekend, Saturday at the National Orange Show Fairgrounds. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Brought a guest?
Yeah, I brought my wife, actually.
Mia Tyler.
Hello.
And how is nice? You guys are legendary radio personalities, obviously.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Mia, how
do this all the time?
How would people know you, Mia?
I'm a model, and my dad is Steven Tyler.
Right. And weren't you in something recently important, modeling wise? Did you get an award or something?
Everything's important.
You've just been very visible. Modeling,
yeah.
So.
Just visible. I do plus size stuff, so.
And that's getting a lot of press and stuff these days.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a good role model.
And you're. You were telling me about that last time you were on the radio on this kind of program. Some of your role modeling behaviors sort of came through on the air. Maybe we shouldn't talk about those this time.
If you'd like.
Okay.
That's me, rebellious
behavior. Rebellious behavior. But, all right. So, you guys, as I said, I want to go right to the phones. Again, the phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. I won't trouble people with the drone of my voice, as Adam might. I know he's listening right now and cringing with every moment. That he's not here. Let's go to this one call I told you guys about before we got on the air. Name is Andrew 19.
Yeah.
Andrew? Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing?
Good. You're on Love Line.
Okay. Well, I'm calling because I have some problem with my foreskin. I really don't know what the deal is with it, but for the past 2 days, it's been really swollen, and you can feel inside of there, like in the tip of the foreskin, there's like bumps going on, like bumps inside there. Like, it's like something.
New partner?
Huh?
New partner? Old partner? Somebody new you've been with?
Did you get some strange?
I'm sexually active.
You're what?
I never had sex.
Oh, that's quick.
Hey, there's Adam.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Andrew. Adam's just got
here. 2 minutes and 6 seconds late.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We thought you'd be like 20 minutes late.
Yeah, well, see?
How do you have car trouble and make it on time?
Well, first off, let me say this about the low gas meter thing in the car. Useless.
Yeah. The little light that goes on?
No, it's not the light. It's the thing that tells you how many miles you got left to drive. Yeah. You pull out of your garage, you got 53 miles. You get down to the end of your street, down to 11 miles.
Yeah, worthless.
What the hell's going on with that?
I think it's every time you take a corner, the gas slashes up on the monitor and adds another 20 miles.
Let's just feel free to compensate for this, is all I'm saying. We can't... The Japs can't figure that one out?
Hey, Adam, we have some guests here tonight.
Hi. Yeah. Do you guys have any trouble getting here?
Actually, no. We put it in the navigation system in the car, and we got right here.
Oh, it was cool. I got the low tire thing going. I had to go back to the house after I got about halfway here and put air in my tire.
What?
I got about a third of the way here.
How do you do that at your house?
I got a 30-gallon air compressor in my garage,
wow.
Pusso. I don't know what you got over there. You got nothing. You got a zipper scooter and an extra tampon.
That'll...
I got it going on. But here's the thing. I thought I was driving on the I was driving here and the other thing went off. The other light went off. Uh-oh, low tire pressure. I'll just stop at one of my friendly neighborhood Southern California gas stations, and then I close my eyes and I fast forward to the steely eye look of the angry foreigner who was going no
air.
It's like yelling at me about no air, and I thought, nah, I'll just go home. Like, could you think you could take a leak? Or get some air, get some water, directions at a gas station in Southern California.
Mm-mm.
In 2003? Would that be possible?
No. No
way. Be impossible, right?
No. Cannot have.
That's right. All right. Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, David.
How you been, man?
Oh, I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm a little hurried tonight. But Drew did a hell of an interview. I heard the last 10 seconds of it We'll get into some good stuff, but don't worry. All right, so...
let's get back on the
foreskin. I'm late. Yeah, we got to help the kids.
The Andrew's foreskin is what we're talking about.
All right. Andrew?
It's red and bumpy and painful and swollen, right?
No, I didn't say all that, but...
You didn't say all that.
It's just swollen, and there's some bumps in it. Like, I'm thinking it's a vein in there, something that's... I don't know.
Hey, Andrew, I don't think you should be trying to figure it out yourself. You
gotta take I'm just saying.
And get to figure it out. But you're not sexually active.
No.
Have you been playing with a vacuum or anything like that? Or
nah.
It's
going on?
There's almost nothing you could sort of get that's of concern to you. Is the head of the penis emerge from the foreskin? Are you able to push it out? Okay? Yeah, that's not a problem.
But it's just like...
I would worry.
It's not like it used to be.
That's not you won't worry about, but it's tough when you have damage to the penis and you're not sexually active. Well, that's like... when the car gets dinged on the boat ride over from Germany.
It speaks volumes about
Got on the road.
Right,
It's tough. That's frustrating.
It is the same idea, but it speaks volumes about how guys preoccupy about their penis, right?
It could be something like masturbation.
It could be, but
like
he said
lubricant.
No. He's sort of no, everything's no. So he just feels he's spontaneously growing something in there, which is, just doesn't really happen.
Maybe it's because he's not using it.
Maybe he's using
Maybe you need to use lube.
Hold on, no, this happened to me. You're not using Prel, are you?
No.
For lube? No.
Or conditioner?
Okay,
or
just playing a hunch.
So let me tell you the rest. I haven't got everything yet, just like everybody else is calling.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. So it was, 2 weeks ago. I was messing around with my girlfriend, and I still had my pants on and everything. And I don't know, we were just whatever. You want to call it dry humping, if you will. Is that a good word for it?
All right, come on.
So anyways, it came up bleeding, like it got cut. Somehow it got cut on the tip and also, along the foreskin, too. And it bled quite a bit, and it stopped bleeding after about a day or so. But
you might have want to clue us into this part of the story at the beginning.
I'm trying to get
and now it's healing. That's it.
I'm this close to doing not only the one finger hang-up, but the full hand mash. Yeah. You ready, Drew? Jackass.
I think he's trying to build the suspense, you know?
Yeah. Good. Idiot. Look, you dicks. Don't call this show and make us play 20 questions with your dork and then go, FYI. I got a little chainsaw accident. Idiots. Shut up. I hope this guy's a virgin for another 100 years. So jack off. There's nothing worse than stupid 9 years. Oh, second part of the story. Shut up. The guy got his dick caught in his zipper. That's what he has to say, idiot. Don't call the show anymore, you jack-off. I'll see you in junior college. Hey, there's nothing worse than a snotty teenager. I mean, they're all snotty, but the ones that call this show are like super extra snot-filled. Nothing worse.
Mia was telling me she was on Love Phones when she was 16.
Oh, really?
Got in trouble.
The host there got a 16-year-old to talk explicitly about things she was doing and stuff. It's like a good time.
How dare they? Where's that show now? What's going on with Love Phones?
Let me think. I'm not sure.
Let me say this.
What?
How long ago was that?
When I was 16?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be 25 next month, so.
All right, so that was 28
years. 9 years.
Oh, 9 years.
9 years ago. In the meantime, what has happened to this show?
Huh? No, I was gonna say, I don't know if Love Phones is still on the air.
No.
Is it not on the air?
Long gone.
Let me just take one quick second and say something to everybody, just very quickly. Very quickly. You know, when we did the Man Show, it was always like, when we first did the Man Show, it was always like, what about the X Show? Aren't you guys just copying the X Show? Aren't you anything about the right? Kiss my ass! X Show's long gone. And when we first started doing this show, it was always like, what about Love Phones? How about Love Phones? Aren't you guys just, kiss my ass again, you retards! They're all gone. Of course they're gone. They suck. Just want to smack all those people. That's all we did. What about the Love Phones? We used to syndicate when the show, still syndicated, obviously. But when it was first getting syndicated, it was always like, well, why aren't we syndicated in Chicago? They got Love Phones. Idiots. All that junk. And here's the problem with all this junk that clutters the world. Your junk is just as bad as their junk in the minds of everyone else. They don't know. Oh, aren't you guys like Love Phones? Ugh. Idiots. They're gone. Long gone, right?
Long gone.
That's right. So they made you say things you didn't want to say?
No.
Oh.
She just had me talk about
adults shouldn't be doing with a 16-year-old.
Things that 16-year-olds shouldn't be talking about. Well,
yeah, that was
on air.
Was that like Judge Judy?
Yeah, Judge Judy.
Who was that? Where is she?
Oh, Dr.
Judy.
Some
kind of loony bin or something? What happened to those people? Jesus Christ. Could you imagine we always having to defend ourselves? Are you guys like Love Phones? What about the X? Yeah! Idiots. To deal with this. Flat tires, Love Phones, X Show. What are you, the X Show?
I don't even know the X Show.
That's my point. It's been gone for like 5 years. It was a piece of flaming ass that came out. The FX wanted to buy the Man Show before we came out of the Man Show. And we told them, no, we're going to Comedy Central. So they came out with their own version of the Man Show 10 minutes before we came out. And everyone was like, aren't you guys just...
Pop Roach playing at the big sixth annual smokeout this weekend.
That's
50,000 people plus.
Fairgrounds, Orange Fairgrounds.
Cypress Hill, third from the end.
So the venue did get changed then, right? Because was it like the San Bernardino or something?
Well, I love the fact that the band moved around. Don't know where it's going to be.
They just told me when to roll out of bed.
We're the same way,
up,
Dave.
You know?
We're the same way.
Well, we didn't have it. It wasn't on the paper last night, but we did figure out.
Yeah, they said it.
We did figure out from Be Real eventually by the way, Bobo and Sendog, not the brains behind the smokeout, I think. I was like, because before Be Real got here, I was like, so what happens if you guys run overtime? I mean, a lot of money, a lot of union guys, a lot of penalties, stuff like that. And they're like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, there was people who was like, well, when you run over, it means you go past the time you're allotted.
Yeah, I know. I know it's like $1,000 a minute with all those union guys and everything, and then they were like,
"Yeah, that gets expensive." Man.
Yeah,
like, we've had that happen a couple of shows.
You have?
And just like little club shows, and it's just like huge money. Like,
I know. Imagine
these union guys, you know,
in a massive venue like that, you're supposed to knock off at 12, and you go 45 minutes overtime. Oof. You have a 300, you know, security, everybody,
but
parking
Be Real
lot
said
guys.
That they're pretty good to them for like 10, 15 minutes. And
then they pull the plug.
Yeah.
All right.
So wait, where is it at again now?
It's at the National Orange Show Fairgrounds.
Okay. Because I could just see, like, our trucks rolling up to the wrong venue.
Right.
And, like, we roll up. We're like, all right, ready to go on stage, dude. We're going to rock. And there's, like, going there.
Right. Crickets.
Spinal Tap, totally, dude.
Cherry's 19.
Hold on. Is it really the National Orange Show Fairgrounds?
That's
and doesn't
sweet.
That seem like you just took a bunch of words and you put them in a jar and you shook them up and spilled them out like Yahtzee?
Well, there's a National Orange Show.
There is
a show for oranges. It's not, I don't think it's in like Orange. I think it's the Orange Show.
But the venue is the National Orange Show Fairgrounds.
That's what they said. They said last night. Chris seems to know this.
All right, it is. Here's the beauty of what's written on these things.
No more information.
Well, no. I just I've learned not to trust it completely. Call me skeptical, Carrie.
Carrie 19, caller who goes by.
Oh, hey, yeah, hi guys.
Hey. What's happening?
Oh, my God, I can't believe... Oh, Adam, I love you so much. You're a genius.
Yeah. Love phones.
All right. Okay, so here's my question. I've kind of had this problem for some time now, for the past few months. I've kind of been having this discharge, and I was just wondering, like, what that could be from. It doesn't have, there's no irritation or anything. I was just wondering, like, what it is.
What's discharging? What is discharging?
Well,
your breast, your vagina, your nose.
Vagina. It's always a vagina until proven otherwise.
Discharge. I think milky discharge. I think breast.
No, they say milky. Yeah,
it's on the board. There is milky.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, that's what you get for reading.
I know it's a mistake. But Carrie, are you sexually active?
Not lately. It happened it started happening a couple weeks before I lost my virginity. So I don't really think it's sexually related. Yeah, before.
How long have you had it for?
Since, May.
That may just be normal. Is it coming heavier around the time of your period?
No. See, I used to have that before, but now it's just, every day.
Every day.
But isn't that a normal thing?
It is a normal thing.
Isn't that why they have those, commercials for those pads on TV?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are abnormal discharges. There can be something called leukorrhea, where lymphatics come out there, and there can be infectious discharges, but if you're sexually active, you should be getting pelvic exams regularly. They can tell you whether it's infection or normal, and it's a pretty simple matter.
I saw one of those ads where they actually used red dye. Not dye, but it was like an illustrated thing, and the stuff was colored red. It wasn't shooting out of a vagina, but, I mean, normally it's blue dye.
For what?
The pads and stuff.
Yeah,
it's always this sort of weird blue.
Oh, no, there's...
I saw a red one.
No, on these, hip cartoon...
Hip cartoon pad. How do you know about the hip cartoon pad commercial?
Because my kids watch it, and then they go, ooh, when those come on.
See, I don't think they should have those on TV.
Yeah.
It's natural. What are you going to do?
They don't have, jock itch commercials.
Oh. They don't have jock... Strap commercials. Yeah, they got jock itch commercials.
Yeah, they do.
It's mostly athlete's foot stuff. I've had an ass full of that kind of stuff my own self. I've had an ass full of guys noshing out on earthworms and people vomiting.
Yeah.
By the way, who decided it was okay to watch people heave on TV? Survivor? Just, you know, the woman, I mean, three episodes ago on Survivor, after they were eating a bunch of these blood clams and, you know, rancid sea anemones and stuff, the chick's down on all fours, bent over a log. She's heaving. It's coming out of her nose and stuff. And the cameraman, you can see when they're sort of hustling around to get the angle. And I'm thinking, hey, it's 8:10 in the evening, and this is network, baby.
I mean, they're out in the middle of nowhere. It's not without these are biological entities. These humanoids.
Yes.
That's going to go down. That's going to happen. You know?
I don't care if they die. I just don't want them to ruin my dinner. I don't want to watch them heave. All right, but let me say this. Let me tell you the kind of society we're living in. First off, we're living in the kind of society that does not recognize the difference between love phones and love line. That's the first thing, and the man show and the X show. But, you know, here's the thing.
Too democratic, I told you.
Let's tell you about Survivor for a second. Survivor, on the same episode, had a chick taking a shower out in the... The reward was you got the shower. Survivor's a great show, by the way. It's very good. But she's taking a shower. She's taking a shower, and they're filming her from a distance. Obviously, she's nude, and they're filming her from behind. And there's a sort of strategically placed wicker basket that blocks her ass. And that's about all you can, you know, her back is acceptable, and the bottom of her legs are acceptable. But there's this wicker basket. But at some point, her ass crack peeks through the wicker basket, and they have to put a quarter-sized tile on it. They tile it out. I mean, they do that fuzz-out TV thing because 3/4 of an inch of the middle part of her crack poked in this gap between the wicker basket that you could see from 100 yards away, and they had to tile that out. 10 minutes later, the chick's blowing chow all over the beach, and they got a camera mounted on a helmet that's like going down her throat so we can get a better shot of it. Yeah. And I ask you, really?
Yeah.
What about the atheists of the world? Can't see a little ass crack, but the reconstituted blood clam shooting out of this broad's nostril, no problem while I'm trying to eat. Really? That's it? That's society?
Yeah.
That's the one we've created?
Where we are, man.
That's where we are?
That's it,
this
dude.
This is it?
This is it.
Pot's still illegal.
It's as good as it gets right here.
Joe Rogan is yelling at people to eat cow semen that's, lamb balls have been soaked in cow semen, but I can't see a little areola peeking out the side of a bikini. That's it?
That's it.
Holy Christ, what is going on?
Yeah, you know, right. Somebody might get turned on or something by nipple or butt crack, so you can't have that on TV.
Well, looking at a woman, it might be exploitative.
They're eating.
But it's puke, man.
I'm telling you, on Fear Factor, they're eating penis. They're eating the penis of animals. They're eating the penis. And I can't see a little ass crack? What the hell is going on? What's going on? Is this some big joke that's being played on me?
I think we're all getting punked. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the whole nation is just getting punked.
Yeah, vomit is pretty punked.
I'll tell you the part about it that's most alarming is when I scream this at people, they go, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I go, you don't notice this? That's life. I think we're all beaten down by the man.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Lucas? Oh, and by the way, let me tell you this. Wait till you take mushrooms and think about this kind of stuff. Your head will blow up. It'll blow up.
I've been there, man.
You take mushrooms and start thinking about, we're watching them eat a raccoon penis at 8 o'clock, but at 11 o'clock I can't see a little ass crack. Your head will explode. It'll explode like that movie Scanner Strip. Lucas?
That's a modern-day reference. Thank you.
Well, I don't know any other movies where the guy's heads blew up. Scanners. That was it.
Austin Powers.
Did their heads blow up?
The fembots' heads blow up.
Yeah. Yes, that's wordy.
I think Scanners is still cooler.
Still cooler. Yeah. Thank you.
Still relevant.
Thank you. Lucas?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, I had this. I guess it was one I stand, but not really. I'm in the Navy. I'm stationed in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And met this chick, had sex with her. And then I went down to San Diego for school, and she lives down there, and we had sex again. Because I called her up, you know, hey, what's up? So we had sex then, and the first time we used a condom, whole time. And then the second time down in San Diego, I used a condom for like half the time. And then before, way before I even came, I pulled out, went in the bathroom, you know, whatever.
Oh, you're all good, dude.
What's up?
Yeah, you're all good. No condom, you pull out. But what, she says she's pregnant?
Right.
She does?
Well, she is pregnant. I went to a couple of appointments with her. She had an ultrasound, heard the baby's heartbeat.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but I'm kind of freaked out. I kind of don't know what to do.
Well,
do you
not think it's your child?
I'm kind of skeptical on that because, you know, she was just so willing to have sex with me. You know, who else is she willing to have sex with?
I love how guys' minds work. I love guys.
You're special, buddy. You're 20 years old. You make 22 grand a year. I mean, you're special. What do you say you were in the service?
Right. I'm in the Navy.
Ah. What do you do?
I'm on submarines. I'm an electronic technician.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah. Are you on a newer vessel?
Actually, was. Have you ever seen Crimson Tide?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Alabama, that's my
film. Yeah, a movie, that's where the guy's head blew up.
So it's like a nuclear submarine?
Yeah.
No, but Dr. Drew was right about Austin Powers.
All right.
See.
Well, that's your sub, so you just sit there. And, you know, I like the part on the sub, I like the part where people have to be quiet.
Right. Well, yeah, if we're not quiet, then some other stuff can hear us, and then we're giving our position away.
That's the part that's crazy. Like, we've not been able to figure out the... Two things we need to work out. We need to work out the gas thing so it tells you actually know how many miles are left.
Yeah.
And we need to work out a sub where if a guy farts at 5,000 fathoms, it doesn't alert the Soviet sub that's
6 miles away.
600 meters away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just like that part.
Yeah, it's quiet. There's 18 feet of steel between us and the and 6 miles.
And then 6 miles of ocean.
Yeah, and 18 feet of steel between us and the next guy.
Shh. Yeah, that's a good job. You guys can stay underwater as long as you want, right? You can do whatever you want. You go out at sea forever.
Are you just sort of fix things, or do you operate particular machinery?
I operate navigation, electronics.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
All right, well, here's the thing. You can get a DNA test with this chick.
Yep. Right. And you can get a girl pregnant by just pulling out the way you did.
Yeah. Do you have feelings for her?
No. I'm not dumb, so I told her, you know, hey, I'm not going to marry you.
I think you are.
I didn't want to be with you before, so I don't know if I want to be with you now.
Is she have a plan? She's going to keep
brutal.
She's going to keep
brutal.
The child?
Lucas, brutal. Well, nice and honest, but brutal.
She going to keep the child?
Well, yeah, she's not going to get an abortion or anything like that. We talked about adoption, and she started crying, so I stopped talking about it.
Well, keep talking about it. No, Lucas, keep talking about adoption.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you this about submarines.
They can stay underwater forever.
Well... You know, the old subs weren't really underwater that much.
Really?
No.
They just stayed at the surface?
Well, they couldn't go underwater because they were only... Here's the thing, the World War II subs. Those subs were basically surface ships that went underwater for little bits and pieces of time. When they're underwater, they traveled by battery. They'd do electric motor underwater.
Huh.
They couldn't run a diesel motor underwater.
Too much.
They needed the air. They couldn't exhaust the thing, and they couldn't get the air in. So they had to run on the surface on the diesel to recharge their batteries. Then when they went underwater, they could only stay under for a short period of time, and they were slow. They went like 11 knots or something, very slow underwater, because they'd have to switch to battery power as soon as they went underwater.
Interesting.
Now it's all nuclear power. They can stay under. They never have to come back up for air, and they never have to vent or do anything like that, create their own oxygen. They just never have to come back up now.
Wow.
Whereas they used to be all up all the time. That's where they used to get it with the ships and stuff.
Huh.
All right, hey, good times.
Wow.
See, you go home, you watch the History Channel, you learn something.
Can we make a point, though? I mean, if she does keep the child,
yeah,
and even if he doesn't know if it's his or not, I think that he should be there for her.
He should raise, I mean, in the big picture of what's right and wrong in the world, yes, absolutely, he should. Whether or not he marries her is not even as important as being a participant in the child's parenting and for the rest of the child's life, frankly. But he just sounds not up for any of that, which is bad for the kid. Which
is why that's going to mess up the kid.
Which is why the kid should be given to two parents who are ready to have kids
in
adoption.
Yeah, and it's got to be tough and kind of weird, too, because you have to sort of act like it's your kid until proven otherwise.
Right.
Which we can do these days. So
I think they should have a baby test. You got to have a license to drive. You should have a license to have children.
Hey, here.
Oh, yeah.
That's our
There's another
mantra.
Thing we need to work on.
Oh, no. Our belief is that the big problem in the world, or at least this country, is screwed up people screwing up kids.
Let's go ahead and spread that out to the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
nice. start spreading out toward some of these other continents. See a few problems, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back with more us and more you after this. Hey.
All right.
Yeah. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Next week, we got Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami and Puddle of Mud and Pink and Kathy Griffin and Rob Schneider and
Blink
182. I like Blink.
I like Pink. Pink.
I actually heard a story about Pink.
Yeah, let's hear
it.
That
girl that called about the somebody. I guess she did a photo shoot and she had a little slug trail.
Oh,
who?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who?
Wow.
Where'd
really?
You hear that?
Wow.
I'm more curious about
well,
where that came
Well, because I'm a
in.
Model and I hear,
photographer tell you that or something?
No, it was a stylist.
Hairstylist?
No, clothing stylist.
Left a little forget-me-not in the pants there.
Yeah.
This is going to be a cat fight next time. We're
on
hey, I'll get in a cat fight with her.
Well, I'm going to tell Pink all
Mia,
about this.
By the way, is a plus-size model, and I was thinking, do you have to, I mean, you know, most models are trying to keep their weight down. Do you have to keep your weight up or at least at a certain...
It's funny because...
When do you lose the plus size?
Last year there was a time where I was losing weight, and I think one of my agents, they sent this girl out to... take me out to dinner all the time and just feed
oh, really?
Me. I swear to God, that's what happened.
Wow.
No, I mean, we get to eat whatever we want. And
but is there? I would imagine there's a no man's zone.
Well,
of probably
right.
about 20,
most divisions
15,
like at
20
agencies,
pounds.
Like ours is called 10-20, so it sizes 10 to 20. We don't have a whole lot of 20. I mean, I get a lot of hate mail from girls that are like, say, size 20. That are like, how dare you? You're not a plus size. Because I'm not, and I'm like, you know what, I represent somebody that's my size and not, you know, anything else. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that,
I get it from both sides. I'm either too fat or I'm too skinny.
I'm just saying, I don't know where the ceiling is. There's got to be a little no man's zone between the plus size and the ones that you don't want to fall into.
Right.
I mean, you could free fall into the regular model zone, or you could get up into plus size, but you don't want to get caught in that 142-pound in between.
Right.
You know, I've been getting a lot of email lately about girls who want to be models, and they're like, "Well, we're in the in between." So now they're starting to like rise up.
The in between.
Yeah, the in between.
So we'll call it in between size.
Yeah, it's like in a, it'd be like
it's the next level.
It's
right
like
there.
Your cruiserweight. You want to go up to heavyweight or get down to light heavy.
Cruiser.
You don't want to hang out in cruiserweight.
Yeah, you got to start. Developing that term, cruiserweight.
Yeah, you may be getting close to cruiser. You got to step up to heavy, or you got to drop down to light heavy. That's where the money fights are. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, Drew.
Cruiserweight
champion of the world. Know his name?
No.
No, you don't.
Never.
That's my point. There you go.
It's a good line to be in, though.
Cruiser?
No, I mean,
plus size model.
Well, I mean, you make so much money, and
you
just stand there and like, hey.
Modeling.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous.
Modeling's hard work.
Well, I mean, I started getting tired of it because you can't really use your brain, so I started a band and doing other things, but like...
It seems to me that the part of like the real downside of modeling would be the you know the heroin, the vomiting, the constant dieting, and the self. But if you're a plus size model, then you're great. You got all the pluses. Pardon the pun of modeling, and none of the minuses.
They fly you out for free. They put you up in hotels for free. They give you food for free. You get paid.
How'd you guys meet?
We actually met at the Aerosmith Icon thing. That they had a couple years ago.
For MTV.
Wow.
He sat behind me. There's all these... We came out to check our seats earlier, and there was, like, Cher and Limp Bizkit, and I was just like, ugh. And then I saw Papa Roach sitting right behind me, and I was like, all right, I like them. And I kind of flirted with him all night.
Do you and Liv have the same mom?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
You look like you do.
No.
No?
No.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know all the deal.
Tell us more.
Tell us more. Well,
you know what?
Did you
it's
get
just,
along with Liv?
Yeah, no, I love my sister. It's just, you know what? There was this thing that happens, and I'm sure it happens with all rock stars. There's a phase that they go through where they meet women that they probably shouldn't be with, and they have children, and they love their children, but, you know, you got to move on, and some of them are just crazy.
That's Liv's mom?
Liv's mom, yeah, she's a little crazy.
Your mom, you're okay with?
No, my mom passed away.
Ooh, oh, what happened? Ooh. Sorry to hear that.
Brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
Primary brain cancer? It's only in the brain, nowhere else?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean, wow. It, primary means it didn't start somewhere and
right.
spread.
Right, I'm a high school dropout, so.
Yeah.
Wow, where did that happen?
Last September.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude.
Yeah, not this horrible. Past September, the one before.
How old was she?
50. They gave her 18 months, and she died, like, exactly 18 months. It was crazy.
Wow.
It's weird when you see, when you watch death happen, it's like you resort back to being a child again. Like,
you could see her with the brain thing.
Right,
yeah,
she was like
stuff.
A toddler, and then yeah. she couldn't speak, and it was like she was an infant, and it was just like...
That's with the brain degeneration, that's the way it is. Yeah.
Well, you know, you were just talking about the brain before and learning about it, and it really opened my eyes to like...
How much this is just a biological instrument.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Wow, that's tough.
Yeah.
So that's the good one. The bad one's Liv's mom, and she's dancing a jig right now, right?
At large.
She's at large.
Yeah.
She's at large.
But you know what's weird is that is some powerful spunk Steven Tyler has.
I should see my little sister. She's 14.
Yeah.
The most beautiful thing I've ever seen. She's going to be the one in the family that surpasses everyone. She's
like
unbelievably gorgeous. And there's a little boy, too. Taj.
I got to get some of that guy's semen. I do, because...
What? And do what with it?
Easy.
I got to get some.
And do what?
I get the semen first, then I come up with the plan.
Easy guy.
That's my move. Well, here's what I'm saying is you and Liv look quite a bit alike. I mean, you're a slightly larger version, but you guys look...
Similar.
Yeah.
Well, more than similar, I would say, right?
Yeah.
And it's strange that that's all coming from one side.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, but he has sort of pronounced features. And so
he does. Yeah. And maybe he has
But I don't think we look like him.
Yeah, interesting.
No, you don't look like him, but you look like each other.
Right.
And you have two different moms, so he must have a pretty powerful hand in his pants. That's awesome.
Well, our little sister and brother, they have a different mom, too.
And they look like him, too?
Well, my little sister looks just like him, but like the mouth-wise, but she's just beautiful. She's got our eyes and his mouth. And then our little brother, he's only 11, so you can't really tell what he's going to look like.
I have no use for the boy, but the girl, that's a different story.
You might use a semen.
I might use him. I may harvest semen from him at some point. Not... You know, a couple years, months down the road.
Down the road.
For now. Yeah. I mean him no harm. I'm just saying. I have no real use for him. Wow. That's, you know, in your dad, he's one of these guys where you could see he's got good chick
taste
components. Well, he's got good taste, but he's got the big lips and the cheekbones and stuff. You could see where he'd make a good, or is there like guys like Ed Asner would make a good, that's not good chick. Component feature stuff, you know, hairy back, rounded shoulders, that kind of thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, where are we?
Pretty cool.
But, you know, the reason you guys may look alike, too, is because maybe your dad just has the same taste in women. Maybe he likes a certain look in a woman, and the two women look similar. Is there anything to that?
I don't want to say my mom was anything like... BB.
Well, don't assume. You could say that they had the same coloring or something.
No, I don't think they looked alike. I mean,
no, they didn't look alike. All right.
No.
Ooh. All right.
He likes blondes because they've all been
blondes.
Yeah, they're all blonde.
Wow.
So,
is your mom's blonde or what's blonde?
Well, not originally.
Oh,
but after the peroxide, she was.
Right. Oh, come on, Faith.
Yeah.
You're 23. You didn't have to tell me about the peroxide.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I like to do this thing with my husband, like, just to tease him, like, dry hump him and like, tease him about, like, I don't know, tease him with,
spit it out.
With butt play and stuff like that, and, like,
sure.
You know, he could like it, you know, I mean, He doesn't, but he could.
He's not open.
He doesn't like it, but he could like it.
Yeah, sure. You know, he doesn't know that he could.
Right.
Oh, I like how she thinks.
It's like, I think it's like me and eating brains.
Right.
You know?
You could like it if you're open to it, or pancreas or something. Yeah,
yeah,
just
eating all those weird parts that always sound weird to me.
Sweetbreads.
Yeah. No, but
like
I don't
that.
Want it, you know? That's it. If he
Look,
doesn't want
hey, you
it,
know
he
what?
Doesn't want
be,
it.
You would be more likely to eat like the brains than
butt play.
Butt play, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is something that women have decided men like and they don't like.
Well, what, well, I mean, some without do, getting usually. Too detailed, what sort of butt play?
Well, like, I don't know, I just, like, he thinks that I'm a sicko and, like, because I like, I have, like, dildos and just Ooh. Like to,
dip,
you know,
dip.
Play around.
Is this, do you do any speed?
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound speedy.
What? Well, because I'm really nervous.
No,
that's that
Wait,
quality.
We say that once every 300 callers, and it's always that they either,
always right.
they were doing speed. There's some it's, she's going to put her on hold. She doesn't take offense to this. Here's the thing about speed. There's a tone and a rhythm,
yeah.
and it's not sped up. It's burnt out.
Wow.
It's like, she's 23.
Yeah.
You know, she's
you hear 44.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Her voice
right.
sounds older than yeah. she
right.
is.
Right. And for some reason, that's speed. It's like, it's
speed
it's ironically.
Tobacco and speed.
Tobacco and speed. Yeah. It is, you've taken 23 years of life. It's more like you've taken 45 years of life and crammed it into 23 years on the earth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really not a bad way to go. Think about it. Because then you die at 80, it's like you're 145.
There you go.
You ever see that movie, Spun?
No,
I didn't see
that.
That movie's crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's
really
good.
It's
all about
speed. Yeah, it's about,
oh,
there's like a,
yeah.
there's a bunch
John
of people
Leguizamo.
In it. Yeah,
yeah. It was just 8 or 9 months old or a year old.
Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah. it just came out on video, I think.
I always think I'm going to freak out when I see
I
movies
out.
Like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Like, it takes you right into that world.
Nails.
It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
damn.
That's good. What I mean.
You know what it is? I'm in recovery.
Yeah,
I know. That's good.
We hear that. That's good.
That's awesome.
So
awesome.
Yeah, but it was actually Coke was my drug of choice, really.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, good.
Same thing.
How's all right? Well, and this is your husband, right?
Yeah.
So he lets you do it, though.
Yeah, but yeah, he thinks it's like weird and.
But he still
know,
lets just, you do it. So
he lets you do it. He's never gonna like it.
He lets you do
just
what?
Just be happy that he lets you
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. You do stuff
you just
to
like,
him with your
yeah.
stuff.
You, like wave it around at him or something.
And like, you know, like I don't really like I don't stick it in or anything. You know.
Oh, so you just tease him with the idea.
Whatever.
Right. Like right. You know,
so what's the problem?
I don't know. I don't want my husband to think like I'm like some sort of pervert, you know.
No, well, too late.
You kind of are.
And by the way.
So, I mean, you know what? This is guys, this is more about guys being a little bit anxious when a woman is too sexual
right.
with them.
Yeah.
You know? And not all guys are that way, but some guys at a certain point just kind of push back. It's what? Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like they feel intruded upon.
How much sobriety do you have?
3.5 months.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. So this is still
slow
part
down.
Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
don't turn his anus into your crack pipe.
One of the things that, or your dildo either. One of the things that goes up in the first 6 months
don't
of abstinence.
Yeah, don't turn your dildo into now.
The anus.
I just
Do you
mean,
like referring to like how like you
she's
transfer
got a lot of
one
energy.
Addiction to the other?
But it's not,
yeah.
not so much.
Like
it's not
she's
so
pushing
much
pushing energy.
Yeah, it's not so much cross addiction. Is that addicts, particularly in the first 6 months of sobriety, crave thrill. And things that are extreme, and this is part of that extreme. To get aroused, you have to have something extreme.
Right.
And this is what we're hearing, and so the speedy quality, and it's all fits in with early recovery. And it's fine.
And by
relax,
the way, let me ask this. Even though technically you've stopped doing the drugs, and that's great, if you just keep charging forward with the sort of extreme behavior,
it's not recovery.
Gambling
no,
and
no,
skydiving.
No, that's not recovery. But this will come. She'll address this in time with her response.
Well, listen to a little classical music and take a walk.
Talk to your
about,
sponsor
like,
about this.
Extreme pottery or something.
Talk
yeah.
to your sponsor.
How about that, man?
Extreme clay throwing.
I'm a ceramics major. Yeah, I know about
pot throwing. But listen, Faith, just to talk to your sponsor about this. Just have a little discussion with her about it.
Yeah, because she might push her husband away, too.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. This is not a big deal in terms of threatening her sobriety or anything. Just a little tune-up here.
All right.
And he'll be fine, too.
Oh, well,
he's
right.
fine. He's
All
fine.
Right. Mia's here tonight. David's here tonight. New couple. Just married 3 weeks ago from Papa Roach.
Where'd you go on your honeymoon? Sorry.
We haven't gone yet.
Okay. Now you can turn it
yep.
All right.
We'll tell you the story.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this. Right. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Got a little S stain on his shirt. No big deal. It could have been my fart I blast in the bathroom.
You almost knocked me out.
A big one going.
So proud of himself, too.
Well, it's nice, too, because it's like spinning that wheel. Sometimes it lands on your number. Not usually. I mean, I blow gas all the time, right? Nothing.
You knocked me right out the door.
Nothing.
Right,
but this time I was like, whoa.
Oh, baby, they sound like us.
Yes. You guys probably can muster up a pretty good
trumpet,
too. Oh,
you don't even
know
half of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of...
What were we calling it this morning? Moose calls?
Yeah. We're pretty comfortable on each other.
I mean, David, you're big man. I mean, you probably muster up a pretty good
I can belt
trumpet
them out.
Going, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty good what?
I'll tell you something. I learned a valuable lesson with a fat friend of mine once when I blew a nice big fart, was laughing pretty hard.
What, are you
calling
me fat now?
No. Friend of mine. Husky. You're husky. You're plus size.
Husky pants.
And
fluffy.
This guy let something go that was something, like, you know how an opera singer's got to be fat and a skinny guy could have a nice voice, but he could never sound like Pavarotti. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy let something go that came from the bowels of hell. I was like, whoa. I was like, and he was like, and I thought, wow, that's something only a big man
can
do.
Tugboat versus
I'm not big enough
Queen
to do
Mary.
That.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, can't do it.
Yeah,
I mean, that was humbling. That was a humbling experience.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about
good
farts.
Times.
Yeah,
good times.
Good times.
Rebecca?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm 6 months pregnant. The guy that I was with, we were together for like 3 years. I met him when I was 15, he was 14. I moved in with him like 2 weeks after. And to make a long story short, we lived together for like 2 years.
Hold on, slow down. And this is the father of the child?
Yes.
And at 15 and 14, you guys are playing house together?
Yeah.
How did you support yourself?
Huh?
How did you support yourself?
I moved in with his mom. My mom
his
was...
His mom. All right. Okay, keep going.
I had lived on my own since I was like 14.
What went on in your house that you had to leave?
Well, my mom, I've never really had a stable home. I mean, I've lived in like 60 places.
Because you were just with your mom or with both parents?
Well, I moved in with my dad for like a little while. But my dad's like, he did drugs for like 20 years and he's like manic depressive, schizophrenic, paranoid.
Look, hey, again, I don't like to sound like Hitler here, but we got to take the Rebeccas of the world, see where they're heading, and get them on the Nor plant often and early.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, now she's got a kid. The world's most effed up chick is going to raise a kid.
No,
and
but I'm
we're
not
going to have to deal with it.
Because everything, like... I've been in counseling and treatment and stuff.
Oh, good.
Well,
good.
You're definitely a lot better than you should be.
Yeah.
Which is a compliment. But still, you need another 5, 8, 10 years of counseling before you can sort of undo all that's been done.
Well, tell what's going on now.
Okay, well, long story short, we lived together for about 2 years. We moved around about 6, 7 different places because his mom kicked us out. We lived with his dad. His dad was a crackhead, and we left for like Thanksgiving weekend, and he ended up disappearing. And everything we owned that we paid for, like, was stolen out of the house. And then I don't know. My mom finally got a house. And
I always like it when people announce it's going to be a long story short.
This is a short version.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
On we go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what is the question?
Okay, well, I was just going to say, we were together for 3 years. We lived together for 2.5, and then I got pregnant, and I finally moved in with my mom. He moved in with his mom. They both ended up getting a house, and he died 3 weeks ago.
Your boyfriend died 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, the one that I was...
Right, what happened?
What happened to him? What happened?
Well, there was like... a billion different stories that are going around.
Well, just give us 500,000.
No. Basically, there's like he was riding a dirt bike, and it was raining, and he was riding a dirt bike up and down just like a side street. He had just gotten a dirt bike, and he loved dirt bikes. And there's like a few stories, like he was playing chicken with his friend.
All right, hold on a second. We can take a break.
It's War and Peace.
I feel bad because of what's going on, but cracking the whip behind Rebecca doesn't get my... Well, there's might be 1,000 stories, but they all involve a dirt bike and him hitting a car,
yeah,
right?
I mean, presumably.
Okay.
I don't even gotten there yet. But
I got it just because I got to torture myself. Rebecca?
Yes?
Did he crash on the motorcycle?
Yeah, he slid off the motorcycle.
Okay, bye.
And he died because he got in a motorcycle accident.
Yes.
You have to keep your finger on the hold button when we talk to her next time.
Yeah. Punching it. It's like...
we'll talk to her more.
It's like whack-a-mole. All right. This is horrible, but don't worry. We're going to clean things up. But really, she should have a kid. This is mom.
Here we go.
Dad's gone. All right. And take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. David's here from Papa Roach and his wife, Mia Taylor.
Tyler.
I just straightened it out. I beat you to it. Papa Roach is working on a CD.
That's right. Glad you mentioned that, Adam. Yeah, that's a fascinating story.
Yeah, I knew I was here for something.
Best CD ever.
Yeah, they're working on the best CD ever.
We're right now, basically smack dab right in the middle of the project right now. And we're doing the show on Saturday, the Smoke Out, Cypress Hills show.
And you play three new songs.
Show Fairgrounds.
Am I doing the interview or are you doing the interview? What are you
doing?
She's already bickering 3 weeks
into the
marriage.
I thought you were going to forget that.
Yeah, I'm going to forget.
When is the CD going to drop? That's what we call it.
Probably sometime early next year. Uh-huh. But Howard Benson is producing it, and we're right now recording it up in North Hollywood. And I feel like it's the best stuff we've ever
done. Really?
Wow.
Like, I know a lot of bands come in here and go like, typical answer, right?
But, No, they don't.
No, bands come in, it's like, our album's going to be the hardest record that we've ever done, or it's going to be, the most whatever this and that, but I think just overall, like, without giving away any like direction or whatever, it's just the best sounding stuff we've ever done. So
North Hollywood, my hometown, by the way. And it is a little sad that the porn has moved out and recording has moved in.
It's sad for North Hollywood, huh? Where's the porn?
I'll shed a tear. Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Did it go to OC?
It went to West Valley. Went to Northridge and Chatsworth and stuff. Yeah, it moved out that way. Hmm. We'll get it back.
What moves it around?
Semen.
Okay.
Actually floated to Chatsworth.
Yeah, just think of a canoe.
Semen's very slick. Doesn't take much.
Yeah.
You ride right on the surface.
It's nice.
3-4 inches of semen. You can get around it.
That's
You're not going to drag your keel on
no,
semen.
No.
All right. I don't know what brought over there, but now everyone records in North Hollywood.
That's somewhere off
of Lancashire or Vineland or
Magnolia. Right there.
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good times over
Dancing
there.
In the Ashes is the working title.
Oh, really?
So,
and it's going to be coming out fairly early next year?
Probably, we're looking maybe April, May, something like that.
All right.
Maybe earlier, maybe later.
You guys come back on and promote it when you do.
That's right.
Rebecca?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
No, we've been talking to you.
Yeah.
So your boyfriend of 3 years, you've been living with basically since you were 14 and 15.
Rebecca's had a horrible life, moved around all over the place, been with a guy for a long time.
Horrible dad.
Now is a 6-month-old.
Months pregnant. She's 6 months pregnant.
Oh, 6 months pregnant.
I'm 6 months pregnant, yes. And we were going to raise a child together.
You were going to raise a child together, but he got in a motorcycle accident and he died.
Yes, he died 3 weeks ago.
Huh?
And what's your question? What's your question?
Okay, well, the thing is, I was so, in love with him. Like, we were so in love with each other, and now that he's dead, I don't understand why I'm not feeling anything. I don't cry. I look at his picture. I know he's dead. I went to the funeral. I went to the viewing. I went to everything, and I just go on with my normal life like it didn't even happen. And I don't understand that, why I want to mourn and I want to, because I want to finish with, I know there's 5 steps in the grieving process and all that other stuff.
and I want to start doing it, and I want to cry. I just can't.
You also know that some of the early steps include denial, and I think you may be.
Right, it'll happen. That's what happened with me when my mom died last year. Mm-hmm. I didn't cry. I mean, he helped me, kind of forced it out of me the day it happened, and it took me a couple of weeks to really realize.
Well, I just had to tell her, I'm like, you know, it's okay to cry, you know, like, and I don't know, she's
well,
sort of like,
yeah, I know that. I mean, like, he was on life support for, like, 2 days, yeah. And I stayed with him, like, the entire 2 days I stayed at the hospital.
But listen, Rebecca, you can't dictate a cadence to your tear ducts.
Well, no, it's really but you're right. But she's sort of dissociated, and and as such, she may not mourn. She may not have that mechanism. Her biology may prevent her.
Who's been through what Rebecca's been through.
She goes into survival mode. Yes, and it's somewhat adaptive that she's doing this because that's what she's done her whole life. However, there will be a price to be paid.
Well, let's just say this, Rebecca. The greatest gift you could give this guy, the greatest homage you could give to his legacy, is to raise this child in a very healthy way. Not get hooked up with any bad guys or abusive guys. Not get pregnant for
being with anyone else for a long time.
I know you don't plan on being with anyone else for a long time, but fast forward
6 years.
Well, 6 years.
But you know,
I was gonna say 3 weeks.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Listen, let's face it. You're gonna be with some guy in the next couple of months. Let's face it. As soon as that kid pops out, you're gonna be with another guy. Just make sure he's a good guy and he's good to the kid and he's good to you and you raise the kid well and you don't have any more for
maybe
a little while.
Adoption for this kid.
Or give the kid up for adoption. How about that?
Well, I don't want, because it's a piece of him. It's half him. I don't want it.
All right. Well, how about you give a piece of him a chance by being raised by two mature, loving parents?
No, but there's so many people in his family. There's so many people that are willing to help me, and everybody wants to see the kid. And I know this kid is not going to go without anything.
All right.
I'm going to have a lot of help.
Although, even when he was around, you guys were moving around an awful lot.
Yeah, but we finally settled down, and, like, the day that he got in that accident, he got a full-time job, he got a promotion, I'm in school, we finally started to get our life together.
This guy's mom, his dad, his family, they're good people, they'll be good around the kid? I'm picturing this guy's family.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people that want to see the kid, but I'm not so sure the kid needs to see
these guys.
You know what I'm saying. Look, what are we going to do? But give the kid up for adoption, please. But if you're not going to do that, then don't get... Just do something. Just somehow pay for him. I don't want to pay for him. That's really what this is all coming down to. That's all I'm saying. Jess?
Yeah?
That poor kid. Jess, you're 21.
Yeah.
What's up?
And
by the way, she's not going to be with another guy for a long time. What do you think that means?
Yeah, a few months.
I'd say six months would be an outside thing.
Even if you fast forward 6 years, you have a six-year-old now and bring some jack off into the household. It's still a six-year-old being exposed to these horrible idiots.
All right. Jess?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Uh-huh. I can only enjoy sex when it's, like, really rough, like...
Yeah.
Like if he's like choking me and calling me names and stuff and like hitting me.
So where'd that come from?
Oh, what do you mean?
Where did you experience those sorts of things in the past?
I was in an abusive relationship for a while.
Mm-hmm. Before that?
I don't know.
Your dad, was he abusive?
No, we just weren't really very close.
But no one ever hit you?
No, just... a boyfriend.
So you never struck growing up?
Well, like spanked and stuff, I mean.
Okay, and were they spanked with an object?
Like belt, but...
Okay, that's physical abuse. That's what creates this whole thing. Okay? That's not spanking. Spanking is a little swat one time to get you to stop a behavior. Picking up an object and striking a child with it is physical abuse, and it creates in the brain the changes that set up what you got there, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Well, was your dad an alcoholic or something?
No.
No, all you need is the belt. And
what about just being frightened of your dad? Does that get this response?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of uncomfortable around him.
This is why I was digging.
How many times you get whacked with the belt? Quite a bit.
I don't know. Like whenever I was bad or whatever.
Was it more than 30 times in your life?
Probably.
All right. So you're beaten with a belt quite a bit. A lot of alliteration in that statement, by the way.
Nice.
All right. Hey, Jess?
Yeah.
You got whacked around with a belt, and now that's what turns you on. That's why the mind is so feeble and screwed up.
If they do MRIs on you, they'd actually find your certain parts of your brain smaller than a normal person's, and it's what's necessary for the like things like the hippocampus, the amygdala changes size and shape and relationship to other parts of the brain. In order to have arousal, you need these extreme experiences now, because as though it sort of burns out those parts of your brain.
What if you got beaten with a thesaurus?
Different part of the brain. Anterior cingulate gyrus might
be. Beaten with encyclopedia or something? I like the hairbrush.
Yeah, I had a patient that was beaten by that with a Bible.
A Bible?
Yeah.
My dad used to do it like that, you know.
In your penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pow.
Aww.
Clapper?
Yeah. Do the clapper. Yeah. He called it a clamshell. Called the biblical snapper, he called it. Hey, my parents never beat me. It's not that they didn't want to. They're just like too lazy. They're like, that would... Even beating would have been constituted a form of parenting. And
right.
I was like, that's too much. I'm not getting off the sofa. That would be a form of parenting. Bad parenting, but still parenting. Jess?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe a little therapy for the belt.
Well, is there something other than that I can do? Because I can't really afford that.
How about jogging in place?
Yeah, you can try to tolerate intimate relations without that and see how it goes. It'll take a while. We're talking about rewiring your brain. It takes quite a bit of time.
True. I can't get turned on when it's not.
Okay.
I know.
I know you always you crap on my Pollyanna-ish suggestions of classical music and long walks.
I do not crap on that.
Well, you laugh heartily.
Only
here's the
your
thing.
Back.
Most people can't afford a therapist. But there are books out there you can read. I mean, here's the thing.
There's the internet.
There's the internet. You end up looking at big jug porn, though. That's
stuff
what
like
happens
this.
To me. I start looking for something, and it goes right to the big jug. But no, let me say this. Not everyone can afford the gym. You can't afford a spa membership. But you can get down and do some push-ups in your living room, and you can jog around your block. And sometimes, from a mental health standpoint, you can't afford to go to a therapist, but you can read some books, you can look up some stuff on the internet, and you can have a little quiet time. I mean, you can get your Walkman, put on a little classical music, and go walk around in the park for a while and think heavy thoughts. And I guarantee that's going to be better than just smoking cigarettes with your friends.
Absolutely. That's good for mood and things like that, anxiety management. But for this, which is an interpersonal mechanism and intrapersonal, it's a little different. It's really about her wiring, and she has to begin having experiences with her boyfriend or her husband, whoever, that don't include rough sex, and see if she can connect with some kind of an arousal with that. And if she can't, then that's, you know,
I don't like the intern, the intra.
Yeah,
I know.
Isn't
that
close together, huh?
S&M is?
Yeah, it's from when people at S&M, usually there's some sort of physical abuse or something there that wires that.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a healthy version of that? Can you do all that and make it healthy?
But, yes, of course. But in her situation, she said she can only do it. She doesn't experience any arousal unless, that's a problem.
Well,
what's the difference between inter and intra?
Inter is between, like, there's a space
between.
And
that's inter.
Intra is within.
Yeah, too much. You know, like micro and macro?
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible idea. Micro means you can't see it with the human eye, and macro means as big as the planet. Now, really? You want them to sound almost the same? Totally different things? It disgusts me, Drew.
I know. A lot of things bother you.
I'm going to figure out. I got a whole bunch more of those micro, macro type words, too.
Write them all down.
Yeah.
Push and pull.
Oh. Push and pull. They're too close.
This is what happens when you don't learn how to read at a young age.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the problem with push and pull. You're heading into that diner, and you got a good pace to your walk. You have purpose to your walk. Tell me if this ever happened. This humiliating experience has happened. Sunday morning, noon. You're going to the breakfast joint. The place is filled with the people. You got a nice. You're moving at a good clip because you're hungry. You hit the door. It's that aluminum door. It says pull, but you just see the PU part. And you hit it with a little momentum, and bang! the little bell goes whacking around the thing. Everyone turns and looks at you like you're a retard, and then you have to straighten your wrist out and then pull the door open and go in. Now, I'm saying if one said yank and the other said push, that would never happen. You see what I'm saying?
I think
they're too close. The words are too close together. They're both four letters. They both start with a P and a U. And they mean totally different things. We just need to restructure it. That's all.
New language.
Well, just for the push and the pull part.
Corolan. We'll supposed to be Corolan.
Yeah. You guys can read more than two letters into a word when you're on the move that way? Yeah? You never get the push and the pull?
No,
confused?
I do that.
Yeah, you always. People always.
Yeah, but usually because I'm not reading
it.
The
you're either not reading it or you figure it looks like it's going to push in. It's easier.
Yeah, but no. But when you decipher it, like when you really read it, when it registers is pull. When it really registers, you don't push it in.
But what you never do is go to the door and pull it. You go in and push it when it should have been pulled.
Yeah,
you don't pull it when it should have been pushed.
Once in a while,
what about
you'll screw it up that way.
Color coded. Signs.
There you go.
That's
a triangle
color
for
means,
the bathroom.
Yeah, one color means
I'd be
circle
down,
for the grocery.
I'd be down
one
with that, too.
Pull.
But I'd also be down with if one just said push and the other letter, the other
you
one started
with a
Z. Stop and
actually take the time to read the sign.
He doesn't read.
Baby,
just
I
be careful
lie.
Around doors, dude.
I'm moving. I'm on the move. I'm saying if the other letter started with a Z and then went right into a Y, you'd never have that. You'd recognize it immediately.
But then you'd never be challenged.
I'm challenged every other facet of life.
Well, this
that,
just
I don't need to,
goes back into what we were talking about earlier,
meeting.
About people don't have time in their life for things
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that reminds me of Papa Roach and their new album they're working on.
Yeah, that's right. Dancing in the Ashes, which should be out next year, and it's the best stuff we've ever made, and
that's
awesome.
Right. Don't...
What?
Yeah. The band is
and we're also playing Smokeout on Saturday.
That's right, and the National Orange Show Fairgrounds place of music, which is going to be, this Saturday. All right.
We go on at 5:30, so chill up for the whole show, but just remember we go on at 5:30.
Yeah, don't get so baked that you can't stand up straight when Papa Roach is rocking. Rob?
What up, man?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's that?
Right. Are you going to smoke out?
Who, me?
I'm going to be there.
I'll be there.
I'm going to be there. I'll be there.
All right.
You're ready? I like when people tell you they're going to be somewhere before they get the answer. Like, just make the announcement, I'm going to be there. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, are you going to be? Well, I'll be there. All right, just announce you're going to be there. You going to be there, buddy?
For sure.
Who are you looking forward to seeing beside Papa Roach?
Probably some of the DJs that are going to be spinning there.
Oh, really?
And, mm-hmm. And probably Cypress Hill and Pennywise.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Probably, though. He doesn't want to commit.
And Chong, but he's not going to be there, so that sucks.
Isn't he in jail?
Yeah.
What happened to Tommy Chong, man?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. He's in the joint, and speaking of Tommy Chong.
Really?
Yeah, he's in jail.
For what?
Selling bongs.
Oh, that's right.
And he was, made some kind of motion or something to get out, and it's like, nah, he ain't getting out. Meanwhile, I forgot that Robert Blake is out. I was surprised. I was surprised that Blake is out. But really, the Green River Killer can't give him the death penalty. 48 bodies. He cut a deal. He's going to tell you where the other 15 prostitutes he mutilated were. And we'll let him out of the chair. It sounds like a great... I don't know why we don't renege
Tommy
on that
Chong,
stuff.
We won't talk to him.
Tommy Chong, we got to throw away the key.
That's ridiculous.
You don't bargain with a Tommy Chong. You know,
free Tommy Chong.
Yeah. Once word gets out that you're bargaining with guys who sell glass cylinders, all hell breaks loose in a society. Yeah.
Wow.
And by the way, Tommy Chong in the joint, Green River Killer, is going to sit there and just have gay sex for another 30 years and eat the food we provide him with. And this millionaire guy who dismembered his neighbor guy never didn't get convicted, by the way. I don't know if you know this guy, Durst.
He shot his neighbor and then
he shot him, then he
out.
Dismembered him and they just they can't.
It's because he shot him by accident or something, right?
But where's the dismemberment part come in? Was that by accident too?
He said it was loaded or something. Is it remember?
All right. Well, you give the kid another chance. A little dismembering. It never hurt anybody.
Oh, God.
Here's all I'm saying. I just would like society to... I would like the authorities to sort of care as much as we care.
Yeah.
Tommy Chong, don't care. that we've all taken a vote as a society. This guy paid taxes. He wasn't a threat to himself or anybody else. He's out. You know what I'm saying? Is it really? What's it going to cost us, by the way? The whole system. He's got to go through the whole system. It's got to be several hundred thousand dollars by the time the smoke clears. And what do we got? We got a comedian who was selling bongs on the internet. He's off the street for 9 months. Oh, thank God we can sleep at night. But what happens when this animal's released back into society? He goes home to his house, which is bigger than all of ours, and bangs his hot wife for a while. What are we nuts?
Yeah.
The hell's going on? How come we don't?
Lines up with our vomiting and eating bloodworms.
It's like, what goddamn year are we living in?
We're all mixed up.
1984, dude.
We can't figure out what year we're living in.
I know. It's like Bin Laden's running around. We can't get to Hussein. We don't have enough. We don't have enough guys to man the ports here. People are bringing in radioactive material through the ports.
We can station people in every strip joint to make sure that no one touches.
Right.
Yeah. No lap dances.
There's this. All right. This brings me to a good point. It's always the answer to every question is always like manpower. It's like, look, a few months ago, ABC News or CBS News takes some spent uranium, puts it in a case in like Jakarta, puts it on a container ship, and then ships it right to the port of L.A. and trucks it right through downtown L.A. That could have been a dirty bomb that would, pollute the city for several thousand years. The answer from the government is, hey, look, we just don't have enough manpower to station enough guys at the ports. Hey, we don't have the money. We don't have the manpower. And the cops do the same things. Like, hey, we don't have the money. We don't have the personnel. We don't have the manpower. You got a lot of meter maids. You got a ton of those meter maids. Millions of meter maids. The place is thick. And rich with meter maids. They're coming down the goddamn hill. Every time I go up the hill at 2 in the morning, there's meter maids. You got a lot of them. Maybe we start converting those guys. Maybe we put them down at the port. You don't have anybody at the port. Let's take the meter maids and put them down to the port. Show some presence down to the port. And then it's like, again, they never have the money. They never have the manpower. They never have this. You got Tommy Chong locked up, no problem. You seem to have no difficulty with the old stoners. These guys, you have plenty of time, plenty of resources, and plenty of manpower to put these guys away. That's no problem. It's the dirty bombs we don't have the power for. What? And you got plenty of guys you can station at the strip clubs here in Los Angeles to make sure there's the 6 foot lap boner radius that's around every guy. You got guys for that. You had a whole task force for Heidi Fleiss. Yeah. You had hundreds of guys for Heidi Fleiss. Why don't you have the guys to check the containers? Here's what I think. What would you rather do? Rather pose as an Asian businessman so you get a hand job from one of Heidi Fleiss's girls, or go sit out at the port with some toothless guy waiting for uranium to come on in so you could go sterile?
So you think it's just a better job?
That's a better gig, yeah. I mean, ultimately, what would you have time to do? Mm. You think about it. What would you rather do? Just go hang out with Tommy Chong or head down to the port? Get eaten by a giant rat? Yeah, hang out with Chong and Heidi's girls. We got plenty of guys for that. Not the port. There we go. All right, everybody. And here's all I'm saying. Here's what the cops need to do. Cops need to do what we tell them to do, not what they feel like doing. Yeah, that's right. The deal. They work for us. That's it. We don't give a rat's ass about Tommy Chong. And these guys get into this like, well, hey, we're just enforcing the law. There's plenty of stuff that goes on. You don't have to enforce it. They write 2 tickets for jaywalking in New York every year. They write $200 million in the city of Burbank alone. You don't have to enforce it if you don't want to. You don't have to go after Tommy Chong if you don't want to. You think there's going to be some kind of public outcry? Oh, we're outraged. Why is Tommy Chong still walking the streets? No, we don't care. What we do care about is the port. Would you haul your ass over to the port and do what we tell you to do? I don't understand. Like, who's the cops working for? What are they? What, some police state? What is this? What country are the cops from? Are they from here? Then do what we tell you to do. Get down to the port. Get out of the strip club. Haul the ass down to the port. That's what we want. Thank you.
Amen.
Papa Roach going to drop a new CD coming out March, April.
This Saturday, National Orange Show.
National Orange Showcase.
Yeah, 5:30. Okay. 5:30.
All right, that's it. I'm outraged. I'm officially outraged.
Let's go pee.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. David's here from Papa Roach. Mia Tyler's here.
Hi.
From Mia Tyler. Plus size model. Is there good money in that?
Oh, my God.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
Nice.
That's the only reason I do it.
Is the competition stiffer in the plus department or in the waif department?
I'd probably say the waif department. Most of them don't speak a whole lot of English, so they get catty real quick. But, mm-hmm. I mean, there's, you know, when mm-hmm. When we first started, there was the older girls that got a little pissed sure. off at the younger
sure.
girls. But.
Who's the big one? Was Ellie?
Emmy.
That's right.
Emmy.
Is she still around?
Yeah.
See, you think you have a little longer career in the plus size, because the plus size chicks look better for a longer period of time than the waify chicks. Yeah, they get dried up. They get wrinkly. Ones. Yeah. Here, see, like a hefty black woman. She'd be 50, look like she's 21.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The other ones look like you took the air out of a tire.
It's called sure. laxity.
Laxity. Yeah. Yeah. And instead of a heftity or whatever. The point is, you got a longer career. That's what I'm saying.
It's good. Good times.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah.
I got to look into that plus size modeling.
We got to finish with Rob here.
Oh, Rob?
What up?
Rob, you're 19?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, I Smoke like out. Ecstasy a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, if you do too, like, I don't know. I've done, like, 4 this one night, and, like, I felt retarded for, like, 6 days or something.
Yay.
Like, yeah. Can you, like, tell me some stuff about it?
Drew, what about it?
Yeah, it's one of the chemicals that's known to destroy brain tissue.
So I was rolling for, like, 12 hours that one night, so.
Well, there's a separate thing that can happen where you can get what's called a post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder, and you're kind of locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Where you feel like you can't come down. You kind of feel
like
you're in a dream state.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that the next morning, because, like, and the ceiling was all wavy.
That's a bad sign. That's a sign that you have damaged the brain.
That happened to me. I mean, yeah. I don't do that stuff anymore, but we used to do so much, and I thought people were walking through me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I was walking down New York City, and I turned to my friend. I was like, I think somebody just walked through me, and I thought people act like walking right through me.
The thing you can kind of look out for and what happens down the line from that is panic attacks and then mm-hmm. depression. And because the brain cells are gone, you got to use medication to sort of try to raise the chemicals back up because that part of the brain is destroyed now.
I had real bad,
like, gone
just
forever.
From my experiences with the stuff, like, I know, like, for a couple of days afterwards, like, I'm just like, it just screws up your whole emotional system. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
yeah. Well, it's damaged. It's like being hit in the head, basically. Yeah. And the problem is those cells, they're gone now. And that's a chemical. It's a chemical balance. It's very delicate and very important in terms of being able just to function, be able to get up and feel okay. And there's pharmacological things that can help that out. But
yeah, you know, I had name for the big and tall shop.
No,
the plus size shop for the guys. Listen to this. I think it's Big Sir.
Big nice. Sir.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think only Californians would really appreciate
it. Yeah, I think people around the country know Big Sir. Right. I know Niagara Falls. Right. You know what I'm saying? I know Lake Huron. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? I'm telling you.
Drew, don't crap
on my big...
That's
where you're going to make all
your money. See, that's so you, Drew. This is a crap on my
man,
beautiful
dude,
point.
Dude, when you talk to me like that, man, I don't even know you, man. I don't know you.
No, I don't even know you. Or I do know you, but I don't like you.
I don't want to know you either.
I know you, but I think you're an a-hole. Big Sir. That's a solid name.
Solid.
I like it.
That's a nice, clever.
And this place you feel good about going into. And by the way, you know, we do, you know, we put the big, you know, they're fiberglass and they're hollowed out, but the big sequoia trees out front.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's the Big Sir.
No,
it's
like a tuxedo on a little...
On the tree?
On the tree?
Yeah.
I was thinking more of like a bit of a sort of a Paul Bunyan kind of vibe.
That's
a big man in a flannel shirt. Yeah, but of course, you know, we have casual and we have dress attire.
Most of the Big Sir places are suits, though, and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
That's where you got to expand and make money.
They got
make everything.
They got the casual.
Mm-hmm.
They got the casual
thinking,
stuff.
She's thinking.
Yeah. And listen, you know, you keep hearing these reports about how fat America's getting, and you got to think, that plus-size stuff, that's big bucks.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, what? I don't know what it's... I don't know how much it's grown over the last 10 or 20 years, but when you see the reports going, it used to be, you know, 1 in 1,000 were obese. Now, 1 in every 50 is, like, obese
and all
this kind of...
Well, there's a difference between, like, obesity and, like, you know, actual, like... I mean, I'm a chunky butt. I say it. I'm queen of the chunky butts. But there's a difference between, like, being obese and like, being, like, my size. I'm, like, a 12. And, like, I mean, I'm pretty healthy.
No, I don't mean that you're obese or that your fashions are meant for the obese. I'm just saying the more we're heading that direction, the more people caught in between, the more plus size goods are going to be sold.
Well, it also
see what I'm saying?
You know, it goes along with the fact that everybody's really lazy.
Yeah.
What does everybody do? They go get fast food because it's the easiest, quickest thing to go get.
Yeah.
They drive there. Nobody exercises.
No. Just flapping their jaws.
I mean, they make everything. If you go into, like...
No, wait, that's you.
Oh, that's me, yeah.
You go into, like, Lane Bryant stores, and there's plus-size socks.
Oh, really?
If you go into Torrid, which is
Torrid?
A Hot Topic, it's, like, they're plus-size. It's, like...
Oh, really?
It's, like, goth girl stuff. It's
Torrid.
Cool, but they have... Yeah, it's for plus girls. They've got plus-size jewelry, shoes,
oh, really? Oh.
Purses, everything. They
wow.
make it, like,
contact
you know,
lenses, fillings. They're all stepping
I'm
up.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Plus-size earrings.
Plus-size earrings.
Well, they do. They make plus-size rings. You know, they make them a little bigger.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have those big, like, hubcap-size ears, you can't just put a little stud on there. You got to put something big on there. Plus-size earrings.
You're a dork.
Oh, the plus-size goth chicks, though. That's Wicca.
Hey,
boy,
what's the name?
What's
that name?
Oh. You got to make some
Gothopotamus.
Oh yeah, that's a scary look.
I'm in trouble.
The Wiccans are a big breed over there, and you got to make some big stuff for the Wiccans. You got to make them big black stretch pants and crazy pointy hats they wear and stuff. You got to make the big stuff for the Wiccans. They're
I love
all
goth
big.
Girls.
They're a big. They're a big crew. It's all right. The black. It's true. It's slimming too. You know, Gina.
Yes.
You're 21.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I've been married for a little over 2.5 years, and we have a really great sex life.
Mm-hmm.
But what really turns me on is when my husband will look at porn of, like, girl and girl stuff, and when he talks, like, I'll ask him to talk about a girl that he, like, noticed when we're out, or, mm-hmm. like, a girl in a magazine, and that really turns me on. But
yeah.
Outside of the bedroom, I do not like him looking at other girls or, like, making it obvious. And I'm having, like, issues about that.
Because why? He's unable to kind of keep it in the bedroom?
Well, I feel that it's kind of my fault because I ask for it in the bedroom, but then in, like, everyday life, I don't want it.
Well, how does he do it outside of the bedroom?
Yeah.
Or it's just, like, when he'll look at, I mean, he just makes it really obvious when he looks at other women in front of me.
Does he intentionally make it obvious, or is you just catch him?
I don't know, because I know men look, but I mean,
does he clearly know it upsets you?
Yes, he does. I mean,
where is your husband right now? I need to get him on the phone.
He's in the military, and he's actually in Iraq right now.
Oh, for God's sake. Give the guy a break.
He's coming home in 2 weeks, and I mean, he said that he's gonna not look at other women because he knows it hurts me and he sees how important I am to him.
But then you like to hear about it, you know, in the bedroom, right?
Yeah, but you'd see how if she was getting him, if he really liked this whole thing that they do together, this little dance they do, and on the outside he kind of playfully goes, look at that, you know, hey, what do you think? To try to get her going again.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hey.
Someone needs to tell him, like, hey, you got a good thing going, bro. Don't screw it up.
I think he just doesn't understand where her boundaries are with
this. Well, it's a little bit of a mixed message.
Absolutely. And you can see how the guy could get kind of confused about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, he's, you know, 20-something and... doesn't, you know, he's in the military and doesn't give a rat's ass either.
Too, yeah.
And also, Gina's got some energy with this and is sort of ultra hyper vigilant about it. And there's some energy going on here where she's going to notice him doing something outside that bedroom no matter what. So, what's up with you, Gina?
Did your dad cheat or something?
Did what?
Your dad? Did he cheat on your mom?
No, I think my mom cheated on him, actually.
All right.
Really?
Well.
Screwier.
Got the different cheating thing going on here.
Why do you think your mom cheated on him?
Well, because my mom, like, I think it was right before I turned 16, my mom went on vacation to Arizona, and she called my dad up when she was down there saying that she wanted a divorce. when she was gone. And
yeah, so your fantasy was that she found somebody down there.
She probably did.
Yeah. But see, that's my question is, if I don't want him to look at other women outside of the bedroom, is it okay for me to ask him to do it in the bedroom?
Yes, it's all fine. Yeah. It's all fine.
Yeah,
it's
do whatever you want. But listen, so then what happened? You move in with your mom and you moved to Arizona?
No, I stayed with my father.
Yeah. Your bitter dad? How was he?
Well, right now he's in Ohio and, I mean, he's alone. He doesn't date or anything. My parents were married for 30 years.
Yeah. All right. Did you get along okay with your dad and he was good to you?
Oh, yes. We have a great relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Then you're not too screwy.
No.
30 years, mom takes off and... That's
after
weird.
30 years, mom takes off with
I've
her...
I've heard of that happening a lot, though.
Really?
Mine's mom did that.
Wow.
After was she 30 wacky? Years, they split up. But.
Was she wacky, the mom? Yeah. That woman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, the woman suddenly gets bipolar or gets alcoholic, gets going. I could see that. But just suddenly gets a wild hair, that doesn't make sense.
All right. But here's the other thing, too, everybody. It doesn't... I'm going to tell this to the newlyweds, too, because you guys need some advice. I'm going to help you navigate.
We still have to tell you the story.
Oh, yeah.
Of our wedding.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Well, give them the advice first, then we come back and hear the story.
All right, well, let's not forget. We're going to make a note.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Okay.
We'll forget.
Not good to set a whole bunch of guidelines about what you don't like about the other person and what they can do and can't do outside of the bedroom. It ends up... Unless it's something that's destroying the relationship.
Yeah, it's really bothering you. You have to set those guidelines.
Yeah, but here's the thing. A lot of things can really bother you that aren't really damaging things.
Right, right, right.
And you can have a whole laundry list of things where you just go, hey, I personally just don't like it. And the person says, well, it's harmless. It doesn't do anything. And they go, yeah, but it's horrible for me. If you have a bunch of those, the relationship's going to be a little tough. Yeah. It'll be tough for you, too.
Right.
The person should work on not doing what it is that bothers you so much. You should work on not letting it bother you so much,
We've
too.
We've just been
not...
working on that.
Here's the headline. Be reasonable.
Right.
Yeah. Don't spend all your energy trying to get them to do something you don't want them to do. Use part of it on yourself.
Yeah.
Easing your grip on it a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have a marriage story.
Yes.
After this.
Yay.
Buddy, Love Line, I'm Adam.
That's
Dr. Drew. That's David from Papa Roach. Playing the air or whatever. And Mia Tyler's our guest tonight as well. They're married. They're going to tell us a marriage story.
Well, I was just going to tell you a story about how we got married.
Oh, okay.
I think it's interesting.
Go right
ahead.
That's pretty cool.
My dad was playing a show 3 weeks ago in Vegas, so we decided to go out.
Aerosmith, by the way, is your dad's band, right?
And
now, did you? I won't get you sidetracked too much, but did you grow up with your dad? Was he around?
No.
Steven Tyler was not around when you were a little girl.
No.
Or even a medium-sized girl.
Not till I was about 16 was he really in my life.
Came back into your life at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you resent him? Did you have feelings?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you guys worked that out? You got past that?
It was hard because when you're 16, you're still at that kind of rebelling phase, and you're trying to grow into who you are going to become. And so it took a while, but he was real forceful about being in my life. And, I mean, I'm thankful for it now. I'm glad that it happened then.
Did you always grow up knowing that the lead singer
was
from
around.
Aerosmith was
Yeah, no, I mean, he was around. He'd come around, you know, Christmas and holidays and birthdays, and I'd go out to his shows, but he wasn't there like dad every day, you know.
Right.
So
did you have another dad that
no,
was there?
No, I wish I had.
So it was sort of real part-time dad growing up.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'll be 25 next month.
Okay. All right, so
lots of therapy.
Good, yeah. So anyway, now, but you patched things up.
Yeah.
And you're at an Aerosmith show.
And we'd been making the joke all day that, you know, like, well, we got there and I told him, I was like, Dad, you know, we might get married tonight. Because we were engaged and we were supposed to get married in January.
Upcoming January.
Yeah, and it was just getting stressful. And, I mean, we're still going to have the ceremony in January for the families. But we just kind of, I always thought that I was going to elope, even as a young child, I thought I'd elope, whatever. So we got there, and I was like, Dad, you know, we might go off and get married tonight after the show. And we had been making a joke all day that we were going to just bum rush the stage with a priest and get married on stage, you know, and he said that to my dad. My dad was like, that's a great idea. So about 15 minutes before the show, they called and got a priest, and halfway through the show, he came down, talked to us, and then right between Crying and Walk This Way, the last song, we came out on stage and got married in front of 20,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the priest, too. Only in Vegas.
He was so wacky. Yeah.
It was a
he was like
piece,
this
know?
Little Italian, like, mobster.
Wow.
Judge.
Yeah.
Right? He's like,
it was very bizarre, but.
It's very
I think
funny.
He said he was like, he was just at home or whatever, and you got the call. He's watching TV or something with his kids. And, like, he just gets this call. Hey, you need to be down at the arena and marry a couple
it,
of kids
was
on
it
stage.
Was it Thomas and Mac, or where was it?
The MGM,
MGM
arena.
MGM?
Wow.
I think one of the NSYNC guys was there, too.
Yeah, I think Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
Hey,
so we had Aerosmith play at our wedding.
Yeah, it's been,
that's basically what we're getting to. That we had Aerosmith play at our wedding.
Hey, do they? This is somewhat related, not their marriage, but is your dad? Is he doing Rats in the Cellar and Toys in the Attic in the set? Is that those songs?
They switch it up.
Don't get that Toys
well,
in the
doing,
Attic in
they're,
there.
They're
yeah.
coming out with a blues album, so
oh,
they're
really?
Doing like a lot of blues songs in there.
I'd like to hear that Rats in the Cellar.
I think
cellar,
it's called Honkin' on
the
Bobo.
Really?
Isn't that
wow.
awesome?
Dad's Steven Tyler, one of a very unique breed. I don't know. He seems nutty and sane at the same time. In real life, what is he like?
He's just a big kid, and he's very smart when it comes to his business and his empire. But he looks at everything like, you know, he has a young mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what keeps
youthful
him.
Mentality, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the goofy piece you're picking up on.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what he loves? Papa Roach.
Oh, really? Big Papa Roach.
You're making
fan.
That up.
Oh.
Yeah, no. She is. Yeah.
I just like she's trying to.
I'm just saying, if you next time you talk to him, tell him to play some Toys in the Attic.
Yeah, Adam says
that
Toys in the Attic.
I love that
that'll,
song.
That'll
it doesn't
it.
Get played on the radio enough, you know?
You know, I think they do play that one.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing out here anytime soon?
They just played, and they added like 25 more shows. They're playing with Kiss.
Oh, I see that.
Bleh. Britney?
Yeah. Oh, Gene Simmons, such a delight. What an asshole.
Yay.
Oh. Because that seems just like a colossal prick.
Wait, do you know what they do, though? They stand. You know how most bands after the show go back into their dressing room, take showers?
Right.
Kiss, they stand outside of their dressing room and wait for chicks to come by in their full makeup and just kind of patrol.
They're not young guys anymore.
Oh, no. Their skin is hanging off them. There's craters in their faces.
Oh,
and
how dare
they like
you
juice up
horrible.
Their chest hair. They're like, yay, we love you.
Gene Simmons just seems like one of the bigger, colossal narcissist a-holes on the planet, really.
They love blondes.
Never met him. I just,
won't talk to
just
brunette,
hear him talk.
Just go straight to the blondes.
All right. Yeah.
Let's talk to Brittany.
Let's talk to Brittany. Who do you think bigger a-holes, a Kiss or Chumbawamba?
Ooh, different ways, for different reasons.
But they both, like, first off, thank God Chumbawamba's just died 1,000 deaths and is a million times gone and turned to dust. Those a-hole pricks. I couldn't wait for them to go away. God, I love it when a band comes in here all full of their own stink 5 years, 8 years ago, 3 years ago, and then they just go. Remember At the Drive-In? Is that
yes.
At the Drive-In we
yes.
hated?
Yes.
Thank God they're gone. Talentless a-holes. Here's the point, though. Chumbawamba, biggest a-holes in one genre. Kiss, probably biggest in another, right?
In their own, yes. Their way.
When is Kiss going to go away?
Good times.
Good times.
They're like Twinkies. They never go
Brittany.
Away.
Brittany? I know.
Yes,
they're never good.
Brittany's 20. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering if it's normal for a 20-year-old not to have an orgasm.
Yes.
Yes, that is very normal.
How come? Why?
Well, no one's really done that research to figure that out. In fact, we're sort of in denial about it as a country. Like, well, men and women are the same.
No
except
way.
Women don't
like,
seem
I
to
mean,
have.
Everyone I talk to has them when they have sex, and I don't. So
no, they don't.
Well,
no.
Do you have orgasms from when you pleasure yourself?
Yes.
Well, you know
that's actually ahead of the curve, Brittany. Most 20-year-olds can't even do that.
Really?
Not most, but many.
Isn't it like
most.
75% of women, though, can't have an orgasm from actual penetration?
Correct.
Oh, right.
Their whole life.
It's over 100%.
It's probably more like about 60%.
According to, I mean, the data I've taken is well over 100%. Like, if I got one chick off through having sex, I would be at zero. I'm that far past.
Yeah, most women do not have orgasms within intercourse. Most women. Ever.
Well, I'm just plain stinks.
No, do you have it during oral sex and other things?
What about during oral sex? Yeah.
Sometimes.
All right. Sometimes. Eh, you're getting
and
there.
You can masturbate. It'll get better as you age.
But see, I, like, I have different orgasms.
Is that true? Because that's
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? Like a different one. It's like a different feeling from, say, oral sex, and then it's a different one when I'm by myself, and then it's a different one.
With intercourse.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice. You got that to shoot. I got the same. I wouldn't even know where I was or who I was with. I wouldn't know. It's always the same one. Except for when I'm camping. That's a good one. Yeah. Maybe it's the lucky lager. Or the smell of the s'mores. You know, a little extra grip on the hand from the s'more.
S'more, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
No.
Oh, shut up. You jackass. How dare you? Someone comes up, has a question about your book, you jump all over.
I didn't know that's when you're going to.
That's fine.
Paul, 23.
Wait. Oh.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. Yeah, what's up?
How's it going? Hey, I'm watching Family Guy right now, and Adam, you're the Grim Reaper.
Oh, it's my Grim Reaper Family Guy episode.
Love I just that recognize Family your guy. Voice. Also, I got a German here in Florida.
Oh, we don't have time. Sorry, Paul.
Are you kidding?
No, no sorry there, buddy.
Question. Can I have a quick question for Dr. Drew?
No.
No, I can't.
I hate them. Listen, I went to Paul because Paul was going to tell me I was on the Family Guy tonight, which I didn't know about, but I'll go watch it when I get home. And by the way, if anyone hasn't seen the Family Guy, this is a funny show.
It's on Cartoon Network now.
Yeah. And
you got to watch it like three times, and then you're in, and there's no getting out.
Mm. I play the Grim Reaper in a couple of episodes, and I think one must be on tonight, and we got to take a break. So we'll be right back. It. That's the week. Is that the week?
That's the week. It's Thursday.
Next week, Adam Rodriguez, you know from CSI, I'll be in here in Miami. Puddle of Mud, Pink, Kathy Griffin, who I like to call Red.
I love Kathy Griffin.
Got them clown pubes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've been there.
Oh, my God.
Dynamite
I'll
Lady.
Bring that, I'll bring
and
that up
a, and a dear, dear, dear friend. And Pink, ball of fun, too. Met her backstage somewhere and wanted to come on the show. So, good. David, Mia. God bless you.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Many years. Mazel tov. Many years of happiness and success.
Glad to come back.
Papa Roach, when the new CD comes out in March, April, you guys come back. Give it a nice fat plug and a nice plus size plug.
You calling me fat now?
Plus size plug.
Well, plus size model's going to have a plus size rocker.
Orange Show Fairgrounds for the smokeout.
That's right.
This Saturday. I want to thank Tara Nokomitara and Brian and Chris and Lauren and Ann and
Deep.
Ken and Anderson.
Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying...
Greg Patterson.
Mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.